Okay. With daf ayin zayin amid aleph, top of the page, the Mishnah. Okay, there's something called a cholol. A cholol is if a kohen is married to a woman that he's not allowed to marry, a grusha, a chalala, a zayin, or whatever it is. That kid is called a cholol if it's male, chalala if it's a female. Okay? Now, if a kohen, let's say, is married to a divorcee and they have a child, that kid is completely not a kohen. He's a complete cholol. No kohen, he can go to cemeteries, he doesn't get an aliyah l'kohen, nothing. He loses the status of a kohen. Now the Mishnah is going to discuss how far down does that go. If a cholol, let's say, marries a regular Jewish woman, which he's allowed to. Okay? The only thing a cholol or a chalala really can do is marry a kohen. Isha zainav a chalala. A kohen cannot marry a woman who's a chalala. A kohen. But a cholol can marry a typical Jewish woman. Now, their child, is that child still a cholol or not? That's what the Mishnah is discussing, the difference between a cholol and a chalala as far as the future generations go. What happens to those kids? Are they a cholol or are they not a cholol?
Okay. Applying to their
children? Yeah. Okay, so it says like this. Bas cholol, the daughter of a male cholol. Okay? Sula min akuhuna la'ilam can never marry a kohen forever. And the Gemara is going to explain what the expression forever means. But if a cholol marries a kosher woman, a regular Yisraelis, right? Their daughter is a cholola, she cannot marry a kohen.
Let me ask you a question. So you have a kohen who marries a his kids are not Cohens, right?
Right. Even if the last name is Cohen.
Yeah.
She cannot marry a Cohen, or can she eat Truma? Even though she's a granddaughter of a Cohen, but her father's not a Cohen because he's a Cholol. Okay.
So it goes after the father.
No, we're not. No. Yisrael shenasa Cholola. What happens if a Yisrael marries a Cholola? Then we hear the female is the problem, not the male. Then, bitek sheda guna. The daughter is not a cholol. Okay? But, cholol shenasa Yisrael, and here the Gemara seems to be repeating its statement, the Mishnah, a cholol that marries a bas Yisrael, bitek psula lakuna. She's also unfit for kuhuna. Okay? The Gemara is going to explain why the Mishnah is repeating itself. Because the first case said, a bas cholol is also lakuna forever. And then again, it says the same thing now. Cholol shenasa bas Yisrael, the daughter remains a cholol. So this is what the Gemara is going to be discussing. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda says like this: Bas ger zochor, the daughter of a male convert, is kabas cholol zochor, like the daughter of a male cholol. Meaning, a kohen cannot marry a giyeris, right? A kohen cannot marry a giyeris because the Gemara says she has a din of a zayna. Because we don't know what she lived before, so if a girl becomes converted, she cannot marry a kohen, right?
Bat gear,
huh?
Bat gear.
One minute. I'm saying bas ged zachar, the daughter of a male convert, is like the daughter of a male cholol, and she's also lukuna.
Oh, she was born before he converted?
According to Rabbi Yehuda, a ger marries a typical Jewish woman. According to Rabbi Yehuda,
a ger male
marries a Jewish woman, their daughter cannot marry a kohen. That's Rabbi Yehuda says. Just like a cholol who marries a bas Yisrael, their daughter cannot marry a kohen. Okay? A bas ged who married a Yisrael, a Jewish woman, can also not marry a kohen. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says no. Yisrael shenasa giyeris. If a Yisrael married a giyeris, bitek sheda lukuhuna. She can marry a kohen. Ger shenasa bas Yisrael. This is the reverse, but this is the case that Rav Yehuda said. If a ged marries a Jewish woman, bitek sheda lukuhuna. The daughter can marry a kohen.
A kohen again?
A kohen.
A kohen, okay.
Aval gash shenasa geiris bitei psula lekuhuna. And this is an interesting din that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says like this: if a ged marries a Jewish girl, unlike Rav Yehuda, that says if a ger marries a Jewish girl, the daughter cannot marry a kohen. Yeah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says if a ged married a Jewish girl, the girl is kosher l'kohuna. If a Yisrael marries a geiris, the kid is kosher l'kohuna. Who's not? If both parents are ged marries a geiris, their daughter cannot marry a kohen. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says. And he says, "Echad ger ve'echad avadim shuchradim." Whether it's a ger or freed slaves, afilu ad yudaitis, even if there's removed from ten generations of a convert, is the same din achetei imei mi yisrael, unless if the mother or father are a Jew, meaning. Anytime you have a get, in other words, you can have a get marrying Giyadis, and their kids marry Giyadis, you know, then they would all be, 10 generations even, would not be kosher. But this is the more practical saying. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, if a get marries either a Jewish man, or a get marries a Jewish woman, or a Jewish man marries a Giyadis, their children are kosher lekohuna. If a ger marries a geiris, okay, and they have a child, and that child marries somebody else who of a ger marrying a geiris. In other words, if ger and geiris marry and have a kid, ger and geiris marry and have a kid, and they marry each other, their kid can still not marry a kohen.
Of course. If they come from both sides.
Yeah, but the kids are now 100% Jewish. He says, because the name Ged and Geyed is like Avadim remains for 10 generations.
Oh. Yeah.
Unless if one of the parents is 100% is a Jew from birth. Instead, that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says. Comes along Rabbi Yasi and says, Av gesh and asa geyedis, bitik sheda lakuna. Even if both parents are geyedim, the kid can marry a kohen. Okay? So you have three different opinions. According to Rav Yehuda, a ger that marries a Yisraelis, if the father is a ger, the daughter cannot marry a kohen. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, if one parent is Jewish, they could. Unless if a ger marries a geiris, then the kids cannot marry a kohen. The daughter cannot marry a kohen. Even for if that works 10 generations, ger geiris marry ger and geiris, their kids marry the kids of a ger, even 10 generations, they cannot marry a kohen. Unless if one of them is Jewish. Rav Yasi holds, even a ger that marries a geiris, their kids can marry a kohen. By the way, it's interesting. La locha, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. A ger that if any of the parents are gaydim, their kid can marry a kohen. But if ger marries a geiris, it says the chatchil and shuchna they shouldn't get married. If they get married, they don't have to divorce. But the chatchil they can't get married.
They can't get married.
I mean, to a kohen. Okay.
They can get married to each other, but they're
right. Children. The same thing in Shulchan Aruch, it says, a girl.
She closed the door, the air conditioning is on.
Yeah, air conditioning is on, but it's fine. In Shulchan Aruch, it also says, a girl whose father is a guy.
Ger.
No.
Ger.
Not a ger, a guy. You know, there's something called intermarriage. Okay. A girl whose father is not Jewish cannot marry a kohen lechatchila, but if they got married, they don't have to divorce. In other words, grusha, zayna, chalala, all that, if a kohen marries them, they have to divorce. But if a Kohen marries a girl, so you didn't know, or the rabbi didn't know the din. I had such a case once, a guy called me up, he didn't know the din. And he did a wedding, so they don't have to get divorced. But the chatchila, a girl whose father is not Jewish, cannot marry a Kohen.
Why
not? Because it's a begam.
Girl whose father's not Jewish can never marry a Kohen.
Right.
So the mother's Jewish, the father's not. Mm-hmm. She's religious. She can't.
What happens if the father's a Jew and the mother's not? Well, the kid also can't marry a Kohen.
That's true.
The kid can't marry anybody.
Yeah.
That's Shrik said. Yeah.
Or a convert.
Huh?
Can't marry a convert either.
Oh, right. The Kohen can't marry a convert herself. Right.
And if they did, they're allowed to stay married or not?
Who? No, with a convert, not.
They have to divorce.
They have to divorce. Okay, so the Mishnah said like this. The dinim of the Mishnah says, the daughter of a cholol, of a male cholol, that means Kain marries a grusha, a divorcee, has a son, right? That son is a cholol. If that son marries a Jewish girl, their daughter cannot marry a Kohen. That's what the first part of the Mishnah says. Rabbi Yehuda adds to, but if it's the other way, if the girl is a Chalala and she marries a guy,
Kohen.
No, if a Chalala, Chalala cannot marry a Kohen. If a Chalala marries a Jewish man, their daughter could marry a Kohen. Just if the male is a Chalala. That was Rabbi Yehuda. Then he went into the argument about Ger, and Ger is, you know, one parent, two parents, whatever. Okay. So the Gemara asks, Maila Ilam, what does it mean when the Mishnah says that a Bas Cholol, the daughter of a Cholol, okay, Ayin Zayin, 10 lines down, right at the beginning of the Gemara. Okay. The Mishnah said that a bas cholol zachar, the daughter of a cholol, cannot marry kuna forever. So I said, what does that mean? Okay, he already says that we learned it in the previous time. So he says, ma'u the tamer, could I would think, the hava mitzri vaday mitzimla, to the case of an Egyptian or an Eden, that if they convert, the Torah says for three generations they cannot become part of Bnei Yisrael, but afterwards they could. So Avkan, I would think, Nami, Lachosh, Leshaders, after three generations, they would be allowed to do it, that the grandson of a Cholol wouldn't be a Cholol, so the Mishkamash will know that it goes on forever. Okay? So the din of a male Cholol, who marries a Bas Yisrael, their daughter cannot marry a Kohen. If she marries somebody else, again, if the son, the same thing, you can't marry a Kohen.
What's the connection with Adumi?
No, I would think that just say by Adumi we find the Torah says for a few generations not. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, yes, I would think the same thing over here by Cholol. So the Mishnah says no, it's La'ilam, it's forever. It's not like Mitzri and Adumi.
Yeah, of course not like Mitzri and
Adumi. I would think that it would be. I would think that it is.
So still we didn't answer why La'ola. We didn't answer why La'ola. Because of...
No, that's what it says, La'ilam, to tell us, no, even three generations, four generations, they could still not marry a Bas Kohen.
What's the Havimino? We would think that it is.
Because again, the Torah doesn't say. We find a different time, the Torah gives a limit. So I would think that's the same limit as this.
What is the lashon bat halal zachar? What is zachar?
The daughter of a male halal, because you have a female halala.
Halal is
extra,
no?
Yeah, but you're right. Because halal by definition. I don't know. But Bash is just to clarify what it means. Because by definition, halal is a male and halal is a female. I don't know. Okay, then it says like this. Yisrael nasa halala. What happens though if a Kohen married a Grusha? A divorcee, which he's not allowed to. They have a daughter. That daughter is a chalala. Mm-hmm. Now, what happens if she marries a regular Yisrael? Their daughter, the Mishnah said, could marry a Kohen. Unlike the cholol, who who marries a Yisraelis, their daughter cannot marry a Kohen. If a Chalala marries a male Jewish kosher Jew, their daughter could marry a Kohen. So the Gemara says, Minohani Mili, where do we learn it out from? So he says, Amr Rabbi Yechon, Mishim Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yechon said, Name Rabbi Shimon Bayechoi. It says, Namar Kamla Yechal Ozare Behamav. It says, you cannot desecrate a Kohen Gadol. I mean, in reference to a Kohen Gadol, it says, if a Kohen Gadol marries a woman he's not allowed to marry, like a widow or, you know, divorce, Kohen Gadol, he says he will not profane, that he shouldn't profane his children. Because if he marries them, he's profaning his children. And in another place it says, Lo yitama bal ba'amav, that a man who's a Kohen, yeah, cannot become Tamei. But the din of tumah of a kohen, it only applies to male kohanim and not to female kohanim. Afkan zchodim v'leinu kev is the same thing by this din of cholon chalala, because the Torah says lo yichalel zarei ba'amov, he shouldn't profane them, and that's by the dinim of a kohen. And just by the dinim of a kohen, a male Kohen cannot go to cemeteries, but a Bas Kohen is allowed to go. So from there, the Gemara learns out that the same thing, if a Chalala marries a Yisrael, their daughter can marry a Kohen. But if a Yisrael, a Cholol, marries a Yisraelis, just say by Kohen, Tuma goes through the men, so the Chalala din also goes through the men, and therefore he profanes even the daughter. Okay, so the Gemara asks, according to this, Elamiyata Bitish Kohen Gadol, the daughter of a Kohen Gadol that married a widow, or any other Kohen that married a woman forbidden to him, should also be permitted. The Gemara is asking a very simple question. What do we say? The dinim of tumah only goes to the men. Mm-hmm. Right? Therefore, if it's a chalala, okay. Her child's okay. Right? Mm-hmm. So that's, if that's the case, why shouldn't a daughter of a kohen, or a daughter of a kohen marrying a grusha? Okay, tumah doesn't go to her. If you're telling me women are permitted, because the just like tumah doesn't go to them, neither does this din. So a kohen who marries a grusha, the daughter should be allowed. Because does tumah go to her? No, she's a female. So why can't a kohen who marries a grusha, their daughter who's a chalala, should be able to marry a kohen?
It's a fierce hand.
No. 1 second, we'll see in the Gemara.
Kohen or kohen gadol? Any kohen?
Any kohen. It's just chapped on a kohen gadol, because that's what the pasuk says,
wouldn't
a kohen gadol
Have to resign
because
married a divorcee?
A regular Kohen, it's interesting. If a Kohen marries a divorcee and has a kid, that kid cannot be a Kohen forever. He loses the status. So he's a Cholo.
Yeah.
Or a Cholola. Now, if a Kohen marries a divorcee, while he's married to her, he does not have the status of a Kohen. He doesn't have a status of a kohen. That means he's not honored. You don't give him first aliyah. He still can't go to cemeteries. Because, but if he divorces her and makes what's called a public vow, a neder al das rabim, that he will never marry a divorcee again. Not because he doesn't like the way they look. That because the Torah says he can't marry a divorcee, he becomes a Baal Teshuva. Okay? And he makes a public vow that he will never marry a divorcee again. He regains his current status, even though the kid that he had with the grusha is finished. That's the halacha.
Not by divorcing is not enough. He has to make
Because he'll do it, so he'll find somebody else to do it again. No, it has to be a neder, al das bezdin, al das rabim, that he's never going to marry a grusha again.
Divorce.
Is it the
divorce, right?
Is it the rabbanu or the
what?
This issue.
that you just mentioned. I mean, is the Chachamim they made this kenas? We never see in Torah. You, so somebody does something wrong, then you come and make a public declaration, and everything goes away.
The Gemara learns it out.
Yeah, that's the beauty of the teshuvah.
Is it,
this yeah, but the teshuvah doesn't help for the kid, though.
Yeah.
No, I understand that.
It's too late.
But this is a part of teshuvah. Is it?
Yeah, well, that's okay. When he makes a public vow that he's not going to marry such a girl, then you know it's teshuvah.
Do we have such a thing in any other case? I thought teshuvah is all personal. He comes in public and...
Yeah, but Kain is he's a shliach of the people. It's machleik, it's in the Gemara, if you're shluch of the Rachman, shluch of the Yisrael, who they represent. But a Kain is representing Klal Yisrael, he has to make a public statement that he's not going to do this again.
So if you embarrass somebody publicly, you have to apologize to them publicly?
No, I wouldn't do that. I'd be busy all day doing that.
Yeah,
I mean,
once he is married to a divorcee, then it's a continuous
affair. Yeah, he has continuously,
he
has to.
As long as he
is the divorcer.
Every day he's
a. Right.
But when the Kohen Gadol, if he marries a divorcee, he would have to resign from his Kohen Gadol post?
As while he's married to her, yeah.
Okay,
so the Gemara says, I understand. Al Mi'at, if that's the case, then if the Gzeir Shav is valid, even a daughter born from, why should she be a Chalala? Your Gzeir Shav is telling me it only goes through the male, not through the female. Right? So then why is there such a concept called Chalala? So the Gemara says, Miksiv B'nai, does it say his son should be the profaned? Lo Yichal Zari. Zari is both son and daughter. But it's only, so then the Gemara says, then Bas B'nai Tishtari, then the permit, the daughter of the Cholo, mm-hmm. Right? Then the son, who's a Cholo, his daughter should be, and the Mishnah says not. It says, Lo Yichalo Zari, Makir Zari Lo, we liken his children to him. Mahu Biti Psula, just say by the Kain himself, who marries a Gerusha, the daughter is Pasul, because she's a Cholo, Av B'nai Biti Psula. The same thing with the son, his daughter of the son is also Pasul. In other words, in certain things we're likening the din to son versus daughter, but the Torah says Zari, that means like this. A Kohen himself, his daughter or son become disqualified. But to go to the next generation, the Gzeir Shava teaches that only goes through the male, not through the female. So if a Cholol marries a Bas Yisrael, their daughter cannot marry a Kohen. Right? But if his daughter marries a Yisrael, then the grandson is not a Cholol. He can marry a Bas Kohen. Or if it's a girl, I mean, not a, if she's a girl, she can marry a Kohen.
So, it goes back to the clan.
Correct.
Recycles.
So the Gemara says, if so, Bas Biti Titzer, then the daughter of the daughter should also. Because if you tell me, so now the Gemara asks the reverse. So why you tell me a Chalola who marries a Yisrael, the daughter is okay, but if it's Zarei, then it should go through the daughter too. So the Gemara says, no, we have a Gzeir Shava. It's like the Gemara is bringing one thing. The Gzeir Shava teaches us Tuma only goes through the male, not through the female. I'm not just saying Tuma only goes through the male. This only also goes through the male. Then the Gemara says, but it says Zarei, which means daughter. So then it should go through the daughter also. Right? So the Gemara says, then what does the Gzeir Shava do? It's very strange, because the Gzeir Shava teaches us, and this is where the Gemara is going back and forth, very simple. The Gemara is saying, the Gzeir Shava teaches us, from Tumah we learned, that it only goes through the son. It only goes through the son. Mm-hmm. Okay? Therefore, if a Cholo marries a Jewish girl, the daughter is Pasul. Right? If a Chalala marries a Yisrael, then the daughter is okay. Right?
The other is...
Okay.
Okay as for...
To marry a Kohen.
Okay.
Correct? Mm-hmm. Okay, because it only goes through the son, not through the daughter. Right. So Gemara says, if there's daughters don't apply here, so let a Kohen... So how do you have a Chalala period? If she's a female, Chalala should be good. So Gemara says, no, but it says children. So Gemara says, if it says children, then why are you separating the boys and the girls again?
When he says children,
he means Zara. Zara means offshoot. All children.
So how do they...
So Gemara says, no, but we have the Gzeira shovel. We got to use it for something.
So it's not solved yet.
So Gemara is saying, Tzeng Gzeira shovel amri. So therefore, the Gemara concludes like this. The Gzeira shovel teaches me that the grandchild of a Kayin, if it's through the daughter, who's a Chalala, is not a Chalal. Right? The granddaughter. If it's through the son, the granddaughter is a Chalala. Why is a Kayin himself marrying a Grusha, why is the daughter a Chalala? Because it says Zari. Zari means boys and girls as children of the Kayin. They become possible to marry a Kayin, Chalal and Chalala. Right? But when it comes to the grandchildren, then it difference between men and women. The Chalala's child would be good, unless if she marries a Chalal, by the way. If a Chalal marries a Chalala, then the kid is not kosher because of the Chalal. Right? Anyway. So the Gzeir Shavit teaches us for the grandchildren, if the daughter, Chalala, has a daughter, she can marry a Kohen. If the son, who's a Cholol, marries a Jewish girl, their daughter cannot marry a Kohen. But that's only second generation. First generation teaches us that if a Kohen lives with a Grusha, marries a Grusha, whether it's boy or girl, they're also Lakuna.
So the Gzera Shavah is because it's a Hakasha, or it's a...
No, it's a Gzera Shavah, it's not a Hekish. Gzera Shavah. Here it says a word, here it says a word.
Between these two psukim that they mentioned.
Right.
So this becomes a question for the second generation.
Correct. Correct. And by the way, that's the halacha. If a cholol marries a normal Jewish girl, their daughter cannot marry a kohen.
Yes. Should be married.
If a cholol marries, in other words, you can't marry a girl whose grandfather from the father's side married a woman he's not allowed to.
Halal marries a Jewish woman.
Yeah, the kid's a cholol.
But we just learned that it's not.
No, only if the daughter, if a cholola marries a Jewish man, the kid's not a cholol.
So father was a cholol. Got married, gave up his Kohen for a while.
He didn't give it up, no.
What, okay, so what happened? So then he has a daughter. Can his daughter marry a Kohen?
No.
That's
the whole She's thing. A Chalala.
Okay.
But if the lineage goes
through men.
That their daughter could marry a Kohen.
It's just simply the lineage goes through the men.
Right, for grandkids. But for the first generation, doesn't matter boy or girl, they're both possible.
A chalala that marries to a Israel, the first kid is chalal or chalala.
No,
the first generation I'm talking about.
No, she's the first generation.
Halal by definition is the second generation.
Okay. Then the Mishnah said again, the Mishnah repeated, so chalal shenafsa bas Yisrael bite psula. Okay? It's chalal that marries a bas Yisrael, the kid cannot marry a kain. So Gemara says, it says two lines before that in the Mishnah, Bas Chol Zachar Psulim and Akuna Leilam. Why is the Mishnah repeating itself? So Gemara says, you're right. Because it needs to say, Yisrael Shanasa Chalala. So it says again, Cholo Shanasa Bas Yisrael. You're right, it was mentioned already in the Mishnah, two lines earlier. But because it says, the Chalala marries a Yisrael, the kid's kosher, so it needs to say, if a Cholol marries a Bas Yisrael, the kid is not kosher. Just for the language sake. Okay, then the Mishnah says another thing. Masnis and the Leker Abdei Stoy Ben Yehuda. A Mishnah does not go according to Rabbi Dostoy Ben Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yosef Ben Dostoy say? Rabbi Dostoy Ben Yehuda say? He holds the daughter of a Cholol is permissible for a Kohen. Our Mishnah says the daughter of a Cholol can marry a Kohen, not the daughter of a Cholol. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Yehuda said, "Kshem she bnei Yisrael mikve tahara lechalalus." Just like non-Kayanim who marries a chalala purifies the kid that the kid could marry a Kayan. Kach bnei Yisrael mikve tahara lechalalus. So he says it doesn't matter if a chalal marries a Yisraelis or a chalala marries a Yisrael. The kid can always marry a Kayan.
It's a good definition.
Which, one second, which is definitely not our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says a cholol, his kid, cannot marry a Kayan. The Abdestoy says a cholol's kid could marry a Kayan. Doesn't matter if it's cholol or cholola, their kid can marry. So Gemara, what's all right?
No, it's just all of a sudden there's so much. I mean, let me see what's happening.
But this is not the halacha, though.
No. The halacha is that the challah is not. So Gemara says, my time with Rabbi, the story of Rabbi, I'll explain the whole thing. It's very simple. It's very, that's not, it's very easy, Gemara.
Well, when you have kids, then you worry about
it. My time with Rabbi, the story of Yehuda. Why does Rabbi, the story of Yehuda say the grandkid is always kosher, no matter if it's from the son or daughter? He said, because it says, only one makes his offspring no good. Meaning, if a cholol marries a chalala, then the kid's no good. But b'shnei amamim, when two people marry, meaning a cholol to Yisraelis or a chalala to Yisrael, then it doesn't apply.
So the
according to the halacha is not like the story though. What?
Huh? Amo
is plural. It's not singular.
He's
Amo.
No, I think he's trying to compare clan to Am.
No, but Amov, it means actually in
it's singular.
If it'll be plural, it'll be Amamov. That's what it says. Rashi said then it would be Amamov. Midah like Siv Ba'amamov, so it's only one generation, not two. So the story says very simple. A Kohen can only mess up his kids, not the grandkids. Unless, obviously, if a Cholol marries a Cholola,
yeah,
then he for sure would hold. Then everybody would say it's no good. That kid cannot marry. So you have here...
So they would, in the Rabbanu, they would ask them not to.
The halach is not like Rabbi Destoy. The halach is he can't.
No, I mean, if they would marry two halalim, they would produce halal. So they would be advised strongly not to get married.
Correct.
And did they have that kind of masoret there in those days?
Yeah. But if the girl is a halala, by the way, it's not necessarily true. And I'll tell you why. Even according to the opinion that if a cholol marries a Yisraelis, right? Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with it. The only problem is their daughter cannot marry a Kayin, so she won't marry a Kayin. Big deal. Why shouldn't they get married? A cholol can marry any Jewish girl that he wants. Not a cholola, really, because it also... Well, today, what's the problem?
Well, chalala cannot marry.
No, I'm saying, what's the problem if a cholol marries a chalala? So the kids are. So what? So they won't marry kayanim? No. So they're not kayanim. Today there's no truma. All this stuff doesn't apply today.
In those days, they would.
In those days, they wouldn't want to, because if they want, they would. But the cholol's anyway not eating truma. And the chalala's also not eating truma. So the kids won't eat truma. There's no truma in the house. But there's no reason why a cholol can't marry a Jewish girl. Because even according to the halacha, that their kid cannot marry a kuna, if they have a daughter, he can't marry a kohen. So they won't marry a kuna, but they're full-fledged 100% Jews. Right? Why shouldn't the ger marry a giyadis?
Yeah,
what's the problem? The kid won't marry a kohen, so they won't marry a kohen. Big deal.
They're degrading their status from kadosh, from kodosh kodoshim to kadosh.
Who?
The Kohen.
Nah, the Kohen. Let's think everybody else. Now the Gemara is going to discuss another interesting question. A Kohen marries a Grusha. Correct? Their kids are Chalolim. How about the woman herself?
The wife, you mean?
Huh?
The wife?
Yeah.
I think she's the Grusha. She was the Grusha.
Is she also gaining halala? Or?
Does she become a halala status?
What? The halala is only as a result of it, a birth.
Why is it significant? So
not eating karuma, you mean, right?
Are you on 37.83?
Yeah.
Okay.
Second column.
Yeah.
So right away the Mefarshim ask, what if she's a Grusha anyway? Mm-hmm. Right? So that's, I was thinking, the second answer. Rashi asked the question. Anyway, let's first explain what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara said, if a Kohen marries a Grusha, their kids are Halalim. Okay, how about the woman herself? Can she not eat Truma or not?
She cannot.
Why?
It's a Grusha.
Because
she's not a Halala, then she could eat Truma.
But there is no truma in the house because the husband doesn't get it.
From the guy's father-in-law. The guy's father.
Oh, giveaways?
No, because she... How can she eat truma?
How can
he? The husband is not a Kohen anymore.
The husband is disqualified.
Disqualified.
Yeah.
But the grandfather
gets... Yeah, he cannot be Kohen anymore.
No, I'll tell you the case. No. Rashi says another case. Her father's a Kohen.
Her father.
And she has no kids, she goes back to her father's house.
She what?
A woman who's married to a Bas Kohen, who marries a Yisrael. She's not allowed to eat Truma anymore, correct?
Yes.
She has kids from the Yisrael. Even if the husband dies, she cannot eat Truma anymore because of the kids. But what happens, a Bas Kohen marries a Yisrael. She cannot eat truma. Right? What happens if the husband dies and she has no kids? So the Pasuk says in Chumash, she can go back to her father's house and eat truma.
Right.
Because there's nothing binding anymore to the Kohen. Yeah. I mean, to the Yisrael. There's no kids. She's a Bas Kohen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, think a scenario like this.
She marries...
A Kohen marries a divorcee who's a Bas Kohen. This is the Gemara's question. What did he say? Bucks come from.
But from divorce, he died. He said.
He can eat truma.
No.
Water, but not
no. What happens? A Kohen marries a divorcee, whose father's a Kohen.
She cannot because she's out of her father's house.
The daughter got divorced. The daughter of the Kohen got divorced.
The Kohen of the now the Kohen's wife, the divorcee got divorced from the Kohen.
Yeah.
And she has no kids.
Oh.
Can she go home to her father's house and eat truma? So the Mishnah says she's a halala. But the Gemara is asking, where do we learn out she's a halala? The Torah says her kids are no good. Right? Is she, the Gemara is asking, how about her?
A good question.
Or I'll tell you another, Rashi says another case. A Kohen Gadol marries an almana. And the Kohen Gadol dies. Can an almana marry a Kohen? A regular Kohen could marry an almana, a widow, just not a Kohen Gadol.
Oh, that's where halala comes in.
No,
why halala?
Oh, that's the question. Is she a halala or not?
Oh.
If a Kohen Gadol marries an almana, okay? Now, if does she become a halala? That's what we're discussing now. We know in Chumash it says the kids become halala. How about the woman herself? So the question, what difference does it make? If a Kohen Gadol marries a widow, yeah? And if she does not become a halala, then if the Kohen Gadol dies, and she marries a regular Kohen, can't she marry a regular Kohen?
Why not?
If she's a halala...
Oh, if she's a halala.
That's the question, if she becomes a halala, because she was not allowed to marry a Kohen, and she did Kohen Gadol. Then she can't marry a regular Kohen. She becomes a halala.
But is there such status?
Yeah.
You don't see it. You only see it by the children.
Rabbi, you inherit...
But that's the Gemara's question.
Rabbi, you inherit this halala or halal. You cannot...
That's the Gemara's question. Turn the Rabbanu.
Only by...
One second, let's see the Gemara.
Lo
yechalo zare, the Torah says, by a Kohen marrying who he shouldn't, profanes the children. Ein li yalo zare. This only teaches the kids become chalolim. He atzma minayin. How do I know that the woman herself becomes a chalola? So Gemara says, Amit kavol chaymer. It's a kavol chaymer. If the kids become not kosher,
for sure
she.
That
they're coming from her. If the kids coming from her are not kosher, how could she be kosher?
So it comes from him.
What do you mean?
Well, halal comes from the man, doesn't it?
Yeah, the whole status comes from the man.
One minute. So the Gemara says, "Amr kavol chaymer, mazarish leyaved aveda mischalol." What happens if the kids are become halalim who didn't do an aveda? The kids are innocent kids; they're just born to a kain and a grush. He shaved aveda. She committed a sin because she's not allowed to marry a woman either. I mean, in other words, not only is it forbidden for a kain to marry a divorcee, it's forbidden for a divorcee to marry a kain also.
But
is the husband's responded to? Yeah, but the Gemara in he says, the Gemara in Yevamis derives from scripture that the prohibition against you and a Kohen, a woman forbidden, is binding not only on the Kohen, but upon the woman as well. Rashi says.
Even though she's a passive participant?
Yeah.
But no, Rashi says, Lo yikoch lazit ish al yidei ish. The woman is forbidden also. She also gets an aveda.
So in that case, it is.
So that's the Kavo Chaimer. What if the kids who didn't do any sin are forbidden? She who did a sin, for sure she should be forbidden. So the Gemara says no, because the Kain himself doesn't become disqualified.
He is become.
No, what happens if she gets rid of the wife and makes a vow?
Oh, then yeah, okay.
So you see, huh? The Kain himself can become back kosher. And the halalim, the kids who didn't do an aveda, can never become kosher. So the kavochaim is not a good kavochaim.
Exactly.
The kavochaim is if the kids are no good, who didn't sin, the mother who sinned for sure should be no good. So the Gemara is not a good kavochaim because the kain himself sinned. He could become back good again if he makes a vow al das rabim. And the kids are
not only because of this, also because.
So he says, "Hu atma yichiach sha'aved aveda." The Kohen did it sin by marrying this divorce. Bein Mischali doesn't become profaned by it.
It says Zaro, doesn't say Ishto.
That's the Gemara's question. How do you know his wife is Asr?
She's not.
So, no, he is because the Gemara makes a Kavachomer.
No, it's a wrong Kavachomer.
The Gemara's in the middle. So now the Gemara says like this. Malahu Shein Mischali B'chol Mokin. Because a Kohen does not always become posel. In other words, like this. If a Kohen lived with a Zayna, he didn't marry her, but a Kohen had relation with a Zayna, which he's not allowed to marry, he's still a kosher Kohen.
You just need to bring the
but a Chalala that had relations with a man that she couldn't, a Kohen can't marry, she's a Chalala. So as he said, Malahu Shekane Mischal B'chomok. A Kohen doesn't always become the apostle. Taimer Behishim, but a woman who does become profaned in this situation, meaning a woman who has relations with somebody she would not allow to be married, automatically becomes a Chalala. A Kohen who can have relations with a Zayin who he's not allowed to marry, and he still remains a Kohen.
How
about
a Kohen that goes to
the
cemetery publicly?
No,
he stays. The truth is, he loses his status as a Kohen.
And then if he makes a vow, he can come back?
Yep. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, the Kavo Chaymer is still a good Kavo Chaymer.
Yeah?
The Gemara said that, what was the Kavo Chaymer? If the kids didn't sin, they're no good. The wife for sure is no good. Right? So he said, no, the Kohen himself is good sometimes, yeah. But the kids are no good. So he said, no, that's not a good proof, because sometimes the Kohen will never become possible. And the woman, anytime she lived once with anybody she wouldn't be allowed to marry, she becomes automatically disqualified for a Kohen. But a Kohen lived with a Zayin, he could still be a Kohen. Okay, we'll leave it here because this keeps going now for a while.
But it seems like it's by inheritance, rather. Not by...
What's inheritance? Bank accounts?
No, by... by... Zaror, you know. From result of marital relationship.
Yeah.
Ooh. And not by default of participation. Passive participation doesn't count.
It depends what the sin is.
No, this sin we are talking about.
Rabbi, you have a good week. Monday. I'm leaving next Wednesday. I'm coming back Friday morning.
We have a class next week?
Yes.
Where are you going?
How does a woman get a
class? What, are you writing a book?
Next week, there is class Tuesday night.
Okay, are you going to Holy City?
I'm going to Chicago.
Chicago? Okay. Have a good time.
How does a woman have the power like a man? That's I don't understand. The likicha is from the man, but here it seems like the woman has the power also.
What's the power?
Thank you, Rabbi.
Take care. What's the power?
I just said it here.
No, she doesn't have the power. It's a negative power. She becomes also a kohen.
Oh, I see that.
Take care.
Ramosha wants to join.